The UN says there was a record number of displaced people around the globe last year, more than 70 million forced to flee war, other types of violence, and persecution. At the same time, the U.S. has drastically cut the number of refugees it's resettling here. The World's Monica Campbell recently revisited a family of refugees from Syria. They're now in California to see how changes in U.S. policy are affecting their lives.
When I first met Wajid Al Khalifa and her family in 2015, they were just getting their bearings in the city of Turlock. It's in a rural part of California, about 2 hours east of San Francisco. But soon there were milestones. Wajid and her husband, Yasim, got driver's licenses, and their four kids moved up in school. It was a big change after fleeing war in Syria and arriving to the U.S. as refugees. So it was time for another visit.
Is that Mohammed?
Their son Mohammed has sprouted up. He's 5 years old and he's got this little blue suit on today. Yasim, the dad, he's picking up more English.
I go to my kids' school, I talk to the teacher. Every day I'm learning something different.
And Wajid just started learning English at home. She says a woman comes to the house and tutors. And Yasim, he's 38, he still works at a halal slaughterhouse. It's tough, messy, physical work, similar to what he did in Syria. But now Yasim is pretty much supervising the place and earning more.
Right now I make $16.
$16 an hour now?
Yes.
From nine?
From nine, yeah. My boss said, inshallah, like 3-4 months, he make me more.
They're also renting a home now instead of a cramped apartment. But the biggest milestone is a new child.
I have one girl, American citizen right here.
Oh,
yeah, she's sleeping right now.
Yesterday she turned 1 year old.
But some things are stuck, and they might be for a while. The last time we were here, you were worried about your family in Syria.
Yeah. My brother and his wife and his children.
Your older brother?
Yeah.
Where is he? Is he in Jordan?
In Jordan. He wait for something different or Trump change his brain.
Here's what happened. Yasim's older brother was about to be resettled in the U.S. too. It was 2017, and he had his plane ticket ready. And then President Trump's travel ban blocked Syrian refugees from the U.S., along with refugees from other countries. His brother's son did make it to the U.S. just 1 month before Trump took office. So one person got in and the other didn't, split by a shift in policies.
My nephew come in and my brother no come.
It's not what was planned.
No. This is not fair.
The shift is rooted in the Trump administration's stricter position on immigrants overall. And refugees, particularly from predominantly Muslim countries. This year, the U.S. cap on refugees is 30,000, down from 45,000 last year, already a historic low.
And that really speaks to what does this say about America then? Because the U.S. has always been the global leader in providing this type of humanitarian aid.
Karen Ferguson is with the International Rescue Committee in Northern California. It's an international NGO that assists refugees. She's looking to other countries for inspiration.
The country that, I enjoy looking at right now is Canada. So they stepped up actually even more than the United States did in terms of trying to respond to the Syrian crisis. And they have not stepped away in the same way that the United States has.
The largest number of refugees to the U.S. are coming from the Democratic Republic of Congo, Myanmar, and Ukraine. In terms of Syrians, the U.S. has taken in about 350 so far this year, compared to 12,000 in 2016. In California, Yasim and his wife Wajid are feeling more rooted in the U.S. Wajid says she feels freer here and her kids are learning more. Yasim says there's no home to go back to in Syria anyway. He shows me a video someone just sent him recently of his old neighborhood and homes, still in ruins.
Like this area for my family, me and my brother, my sister.
That was your house. Rubble.
Rubble.
Yassim can't imagine going back. He's lost four brothers to the war in Syria. Now, his hope is that his surviving brother, displaced in Jordan, can eventually join him in the U.S., but he's unsure when or if that will happen. For the world, Monica Campbell, Turlock, California.